I recommend to all of you that you hold two or more a week. Because when you do two a week, first of all, you get really good at what you're doing. And that's important. Postponements don't destroy you. Things come up where people sometimes have to postpone. Well, if you only had one show a week booked, and that show postpones, you go 2 weeks then between shows. And when you get back 2 weeks after you've done one, you feel like it's the first one all over again. And then all of that anxiety you had in the beginning comes tumbling back on you. You start with that blank calendar for the coming month, and you pencil in your priorities. Your calendar is as individual as you are. And we're penciling in here the priorities of things we cannot or will not change. Then you're going to decide when you'll work. This is the best advice that I ever got from my upline, ever. She said to me, because she knew that I wanted to earn $50 a week, and she knew, I told her, that was why I signed up, because she had said she'd earn $50. She said to me, you can't count on every time you walk out your door, every party, being a $50 income party. This was back in 1975. Actually, a $50 income party was really exceptional back in those days. She said, you can't count on that. Rather than think to yourself, I'll walk out the door, earn $50, and then get disappointed, instead, start at a different place and say, how many times am I willing to walk out the door each week? So we talked about it, decided that 3 times a week was really good for our family. She said, great. Which nights? I told her, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday afternoon. So she said, are you booked every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday for the next 3 weeks? I said, heavens no. She said, when are you booked? I told her, and it would be once a week. Some weeks I didn't have anything. She said, okay. In your planner, mark these nights for work. If you are not booked on a night or a day that you said you want to work, then work anyway. I said, what do you mean if I'm not booked? She said, kiss your husband and the kids. Go to a quiet place with a telephone and dial for dollars. And that is the best advice she ever gave me.